You're listening to Maine's Political Pulse. I'm Ari Snyder, joined by Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. He's here to tell us about a little-known oyster farmer who just made a big splash in Maine politics.
We are in a moment where a clarity of purpose and an ability to appeal to Mainers across the spectrum, from Republicans to Democrats, from progressives to conservatives, it is paramount. Right now, we are in a battle for the survival of our democracy and against fascism.
That's Graham Plattner, a Democrat who recently announced his bid to topple Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins. Steve, there's been a lot of candidate announcements over the summer, but this one is obviously hitting a little different, generating a lot of buzz on social media and from national news outlets. So who is he?
Well, Ari, I honestly knew very little about Plattner outside of the fact that I would occasionally hear about this guy from down East Maine who some political activists had previously tried and failed to recruit for the legislature. Now, he's from Sullivan, a small town in Hancock County, and a military veteran who served three tours in Iraq and a fourth in Afghanistan, and he runs an oyster farm. And now he's running a populist campaign heavy on resentment for income inequality, healthcare costs, and a broken political system. And I know these themes are common among Democratic candidates, but Plattner's delivery really seems to be hitting a sweet spot, and I don't think I've seen an unknown candidate grab this much interest right out of the gate, although there's still a lot to learn about him.
And it's not just interest in Maine, right? Plattner's campaign kickoff was covered in the New York Times, Politico, and other national outlets. How does that even happen for a guy who has never run for office and who's relatively unknown even here in Maine?
Well, he has some professionals helping him, Ari. His introduction video was produced by Morris Katz. He's this 26-year-old who is the political strategist and the ad man for Zohran Mamdani. And that's the breakout New York City mayoral candidate who defeated Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic primary. And instead of festooning Plattner and L.L. Bean outfits, Katz's team kept him in T-shirts and wetsuits as he swung kettlebells, split wood, and emerged from the deep with oysters, all to this soundtrack resembling a GMC truck commercial.
I'm not afraid to name an enemy, and the enemy is the oligarchy. It's the billionaires who pay for it, the politicians who sell us out. And yeah, that means politicians like Susan Collins. I'm not fooled by this fake charade of Collins' deliberations and moderation. The difference between Susan Collins and Ted Cruz is at least Ted Cruz is honest about selling us out and not giving a damn.
So it's pretty butch, right? But apparently super successful. Plattner's campaign claims the video had 2.5 million views in just 24 hours.
All right. So Plattner is one of several Democrats lining up to challenge Senator Collins. But there's one who is not in the race yet, but reportedly favored by national Democratic power brokers, and that's Governor Janet Mills. You write in the latest Political Pulse newsletter that Plattner's candidacy could push Maine into a larger struggle over the direction of the Democratic Party nationally. What do you mean by that?
Well, first, I should stipulate that this big existential battle is unlikely to happen here unless Mills gets into the race. And I honestly don't know if she will. I mean, the governor has struck me as deeply ambivalent about running, but she's also getting a lot of pressure from national Democrats who really want her to. So how that shakes out is really unclear. But if Mills does get in the race, Plattner told me flatly that the governor is not going to force him out. In fact, a central thrust of his candidacy is channeling anger against the Democratic establishment. And there's a lot of anger out there. The party is out of power in Washington, D.C. It's facing a declining share of American voters who identify with it. And even voters who do identify as Democrats think the party is weak and ineffective. That's according to a recent national poll.
Okay, so let's play a clip of what Plattner said when you asked him about Mills.
There's an anti-establishment angst right now in the country that I think is well-founded. People think the system does not represent them, and they're not wrong at all. And I think that choosing candidates who come of the establishment, come from politics, regardless of who they are as people, regardless of even what they've pushed, is in many ways right now, I think, a real liability.
I should add, Ari, that Plattner's spokesperson posted a sharper assessment on X, the social media platform. He wrote, quote, "If national Democrats are serious about reaching the male voters they've been hemorrhaging, then they will support Graham for Senate. He is the answer. The 77-year-old governor is not the answer." end quote.
All right, so he went right for the age factor there.
And for the establishment Democrats, right? And that's what this is about. I mean, look, Mills would be a formidable challenger to Collins. And in a one-on-one matchup, this age issue might not matter given that Mills will be 78 in November and Collins will be 73. But it might matter in the context of a Democratic primary in this broader question about the direction of the party, especially when there are candidates who are much younger. Platner's 40. Jordan Wood, who's been campaigning for months now, is 35. And it will also matter if national Democrats try to discourage Platner and the other candidates from running, which they've done in the past just by endorsing their pick and basically steamrolling everyone else.
Do you think that could happen in this race?
It could, but I'm not sure that the Democratic primary voters are going to be okay with it, especially in this moment, and especially if it affects a candidate that they're interested in. And look, Platner's launch has been wildly successful. He's generating a lot of buzz, but it's a little early to know if he can sustain this all the way until the Democratic primary next year. And we still have no idea what the governor is going to do. So there's a lot of questions swirling around right now, but it's still a very interesting question to sort of think about as we think about what this might mean in a broader context of the Democratic Party in its effort to, you know, get back into political power.
And that was Maine Public's chief political correspondent, Steve Missler. Thanks for joining us for Maine's Political Pulse. You can also read the Pulse newsletter. Find it online at mainepublic.org/pulse. Our music is by Rob Holt. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon on Maine's Political Pulse.